Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good morning! Mama Mamas! Happy Thursday to all across the Delaware Valley. Thursday, love that in the rhythm of the week, the NFL week. It is fantastic. The Thursday, that means we got a football Friday tomorrow. We got a couple appetizers on Saturday. And then here it is, 1 o'clock, coming your way, Eagles and Tampa. And so we continue our week of celebration of the playoffs and the whole thing. Eagle pride, everything what we've been talking about. And let's dive back into it because, you know, it's interesting. Jonas and I were talking about this morning, about Danny Green taking another kind of swipe at the fan base. And since then, it's interesting. Saturday night in a game that was meaningless at Lincoln Financial Field, and again, the game was completely meaningless. Didn't mean anything. The Eagles didn't need it. And yet, that place was rocking. The place, Lincoln Financial Field, was sold out, and it was rocking. The fans were into it. Meaningless game, and they're into it. You start to think about what's going to happen on Sunday and all of the Eagle fans trekking down to Tampa. And it gets me to think about all of the stadium takeovers that this fan base has been a part of. The one that stood out the most to me, that where it all began, was a Monday night Joe Robbie Stadium in Miami, where the Eagles were just, Eagle fans took over Joe Robbie Stadium in Miami. And then from then on, man, it's just, they just go in like they are taking over a small country, invaders. And it's incredible. I mean, you hear it all the time. I was making a joke of it the other day about how I hope to hear Joe Buck in the beginning. He and Troy Aikman set up the scene setter for the game, and you hear that E-A-G-L-E-S in the background, right? That chant in the background. And I bet you'll hear it. I bet you'll have that will be, it'll be audible. There'll be that many Eagle fans. It's amazing. And that's been the point of celebration this week because it's been the playoffs. And look, I think everybody has the attitude that you go in, you got a puncher's chance. We've been through it. We've played this game out several different ways. But we know the score. We know the deal, right? You know, it's the GOAT. It's the whole thing. But they got a chance. And that's it. I think everybody has the perfect kind of outlook toward this game, which is have fun with it. Nobody expected them to make the playoffs. And so you get the gift of playoffs. So what the hell, man? Let's spend a week enjoying ourselves, having conversations about, you know, the whole flock and the whole Eagle pride thing. Let's enjoy it. Let's embrace the moment and have some fun with it. And I think most people are doing that. I think everybody has that kind of attitude that we could celebrate because nobody celebrates like we do. Like we do it. We do it up. And it's great. It's like, you know, what's the alternative for this week? Be miserable, right? Like at least you got an excuse that we got a football game on Sunday. And, you know, it's against the Brady, and it's got good subplots, and they got a shot. So we're going to get into that, and we'll continue our whole theme, which has been the whole week-long thing. Also today, I'm going to give you, I compiled a list of my 25 favorite Eagles in my lifetime. So these are just guys that are my favorite, like I loved. These are it's my beloved Eagles list of my guys throughout my life who I've always, just always loved. Now, you know, some are great players, and well, they're all good. But, you know, you love them for varying reasons. So I'm going to give you my 25, and I couldn't do it in order. But I'm going to give you, in no particular order, my 25. I want the Tunis to play off of his. And, you know, I want you guys to give us your top five birds that you love. That's your guys. And then one of the other things that I really want to get to, because I think it's important, is how do we view this team? See, this team is an interesting one because it was expected to be more of a way station, right? A transition team. A team where you went, well, you know, there's a couple guys that you like, but for the most part, they're going to transition in a rebuild. And so that are in the playoffs. And I'm curious, on this team, who are the guys that you really cleave to? Because I like, you know, I got to give you Darius Slay. He's a guy that I think is almost underrated, because I think he's really good. And he doesn't get a lot of fanfare for Eagles defensive backs of the past. And I know he's not a whole, you know, safety, that he's a corner. But, you know, listen, Troy Vincent, Bobby Taylor, you know, Sheldon Brown, Lino Shepherd. You know, I can give you chapter and verse of corners that were beloved, that were really good and beloved. Good morning, Tunis.
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good, buddy. What do you think?
Another day closer, man.
What are you thinking? How you feeling?
Now this week's going too slow for me. So on Tuesday, you said something to the extent, I'm paraphrasing,
I wanted to slow down,
that you don't want this week to go by too fast. And I said to you, yes, I'm with you, but come Thursday, Friday, I have a feeling that I'm going to want to push the fast forward button. I've reached it. I woke up this morning and I was like, damn it, it's only Thursday.
And you're ready to push the button.
I'm ready to push the fast forward button.
Yeah.
Not like to Sunday. Like, tomorrow's show is going to be all. Like, I can't. Like, today's show is going to be awesome, obviously, but tomorrow's going to be like Friday, football Friday. I kind of wish I could just skip today, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
I want to be that one. I want to be that one day closer.
You know what you really want to do? You want to skip it all and get right to the first game on Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday, 4 o'clock.
Because here's the deal. The games themselves provide the perfect appetizer.
Yes. And I'm telling you right now, I've already made the plans on what I'm eating Saturday. Because, like, I'm not going to be taking notes about those games, right? I'll be waiting for Eagles. So Saturday's going to be a sit back and enjoy it and just watch football. I'm going to have some pizza, going to have some. I can't wait, man. Like, so you're right. I kind of want to fast forward to Saturday, 4 o'clock at this point. I'm fired up for this weekend.
I know. It's the playoffs, man. It's just it's a fun, you know, just going to be a great time.
And you got nothing to lose. If you're an Eagles fan, you got nothing to lose.
Well, that's the point.
I don't want them to lose. I'm going to be disappointed when they lose, because that means the season's over if they lose. But, you know, let's go for it, man. Screw it. Like, I've been listening more and more.
Chop, Tommy, to
Mikey Miss, and I hear Tyrone.
Chop, chop, Brady.
And yesterday, so I was driving to Duffer's Tavern with Bob Cooney, well, you know, separately, but we were getting there for beers with Bob. And I'm listening to Mike Missanelli's show, and Tim McManus was on. And Tim kind of made the case as to how the Eagles could win. He said that this is a winnable game. And he said a lot of the things that you said. And then Tyrone goes, yeah, it's nice. I'm glad that he thinks that they can win. And I'm like, come on. Like, it brought me down hearing Tyrone not get fired up. You know what I mean? Like, come on. What do we got to lose here? Enjoy yourselves this week. I was disappointed in my man Tyrone last night.
Yeah. You know, you got to be honest, right? How you feel.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know,
I don't think those guys feel.
I don't think they win this game, but that's not going to stop me from going, hey, screw it.
Okay.
There is a chance they can win. Like, there is a chance.
I actually believe they're going to be in the game. I do. I listen, if I didn't believe they were in the game, I would tell you they're not going to be in the game. Mm-hmm. But I can still enjoy myself and, you know, go Eagle Pride and blah, 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 blah,
blah.
I can do all that. But I actually believe that there's a recipe for them to be in the game. And if you're in the game, you can win the game.
You know, we've talked about the weather,
right?
And how that could help a heavy ground game, which, of course, that is the Eagles' offense. So they're all, you're right, there's all kinds of factors, and the easy way of looking at it is, hey, they don't have two of their top weapons, which they had last time when you beat them. Now, my biggest thing is, hopefully Jonathan Gannon can take a little from the last time they faced Brady and have a little bit of a better game plan. To me, that's the biggest thing. It's not even offensively for me. The biggest thing is, can Jonathan Gannon go, all right, I did a lot of wrong decisions. I made a lot of wrong decisions for that Tampa game. I'm going to fix it now. That's the biggest thing for me. That's the thing I'll be watching the most for. Obviously hurts, but, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, look, there's a certain way that he has to play it to be able to keep them in the game.
Yeah.
You know, the last thing you want is to play soft, play off, and allow Brady to just, we call it, we say it a million times, death by a thousand cuts, right? Where he just takes that underneath stuff all day long. Because, you know, listen, he wins Super Bowls, championships doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody does it better than him in reading the defense and taking what they give you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're, you know, passive in your approach, that's not going to work.
No, of course not. And you saw that earlier this season, week 6 against the Bucks when they put up, well, you know, they could have put up 40 or 50 on you.
I mean, I actually thought Arians played it too safe and ran the ball.
Yeah, they could have kept going. Yeah.
And kept the Eagles in the game that night. So I look at it and go, all right, you know, come on, man. You know, you saw what happened on that Thursday night in October. So make your adjustment. Every coach has to make an adjustment.
Yes.
Right? That's a part of the job is your adjustments. In your approach, in your X's and O's.
Yeah, if he doesn't, I'd leave him in Tampa. I wouldn't want to see him, man.
I don't like the guy, right? Like, I'd be real about it. I mean, I don't like the guy as a coach. I don't know him as a dude. I'm just not a fan of his approach. It's not my favorite approach. I love defense. We're used to a different style of defense. We cut our teeth on Jim Johnson and that kind of approach. And we, you know, everybody knows that. Again, Spags is a dear friend of mine, and that's his MO, which is, you know, attack, attack, attack. And so that's my favorite type of defense. If I was a defensive coordinator, you know, I mean, there are chances I would get beat, but I would attack. I would try to create turnovers. Now, again, analytics and everything else, certain matchups dictate other things.
Yeah, but isn't there, and I get it, maybe they can't look at it this way as coaches, but isn't there a, hey, what's there to lose? Like, let's go for it. Like, week 6, that was one of the things you said. Like, you know you're not going to beat the Bucks earlier this season, week 6, but you might as well go all out.
I tried to say, I said sell out, yes.
Yeah, and see what you can do. Maybe you do get him on his ass a few times, and then all of a sudden you're in the game, right? And now the offense is feeling it. Lincoln Financial Field is feeling it. That crowd was quiet in 5 minutes.
And we talk about that A-gap pressure all the time.
Yes.
And, you know, I think it's real. Other people say, well, it's not true. Look at the numbers.
Yeah,
I think it bothers them. I do. I think pressure up there. First of all, pressure bothers every quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're coming from off the edge, he's brilliant at just sliding up.
Yep.
But when it's coming at him, I just think when you can see it and it's coming at you, he doesn't have the lateral movement for escapability. So, you know, I think it's a real thing.
I think so too. And then
I always said I would overload and I would go A-gap all day and go, come on, Tom. I'm going to pressure you and you're going to see it. You're going to see me, Tom. And look, I'm not going to
chop, Tommy.
Chop, chop, Tommy. Chop, chop. And I'm not trying to, you know, again, and I try not to go overboard with the Spag stuff, but listen, he beat Brady
twice.
All right? There is a formula to his pressures. Now, they had obviously different players and that sort of thing, but the scheme is the scheme. You know, listen, it's not foolproof, but I'd rather do that than play it the other way. Now, the only advantage of going the other way this time is this. they don't have the dramatic weapons.
Right.
Right? And so you really have to funnel a lot of coverage toward Gronk. Because Gronk can hurt you. And we saw it in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And Schwartz plays a similar style.
Yes, he does.
That Gannon does.
Yeah, and you saw once Brandon Cooks went out of that game, you know, you lose the big weapon. Now, Gronk was still a freak, though, and Tom Brady still threw for 500 yards. So you could play soft in this game, and he could maybe still throw for 400 yards. Maybe
right.
Not 500, like the Super Bowl, but 400.
But, you know, again, you know, I would have Darius Slay on Evans, and I would, you know, pay a lot of attention to Gronk. And then I say, all right,
and
Tyler Johnson.
Play safety in the box.
And the Scotty Millers. And I go ahead. You know, beat me.
Like, would you trust Rodney McLeod or Anthony Harris to be on Gronk all day? Put one of them on there. I can't trust Alex Singleton.
No, I'm not putting a linebacker on.
Because Alex Singleton has been getting torched this season in man coverage.
I said earlier in the week, I go to that I got to go with a defensive back.
Yeah, so if you go Slay on Evans, and let's say you put, I don't know who the better cover safety is, whether it's McLeod or Harris, but you put the best of the two on Gronk. All right, now what? Like you said, now you leave those other guys there. And you go, all right, guys, if you're going to be with Perriman, you beat me with Perriman. At least you took a shot.
Exactly.
And that's the thing. That's what bothered me so much in week six. You didn't even take a shot.
I don't know what Fournette's going to be like, right? I don't know. We're coming off the hamstring. Now, he's dangerous out of the backfield, too.
Yeah, of course
he is. Ball. You know, I don't know what their run game is going to be like. The Eagles have been pretty decent against the run. So, you know, to me, when I look at stopping him, stopping their weapons, and again, this is not to say that Tyler Johnson or Scotty Miller or, you know, they come sit down in space and whatever. You know, they do have, you know, Cameron Brate is a good backup tight end. So they're going to go two tight ends with you. I would still try to negate what they're going to do by bringing my guys up. I can't just sit back. I think it's going to be an interesting, and I got to believe Gannon plays it somewhat different. He can't go in the same.
No, he can't.
The same script is doesn't make sense.
Hopefully Nick Sirianni said something, right? Because the last time Nick Sirianni had to yell at Gannon once, and then the next week he brought more pressure, and look, they won, and the defense looked better. You know, and this is 2 weeks leading up to a playoff game because they didn't game plan for Dallas, right? So they've had 2 weeks to game plan for this playoff game. Come on now, you know you're the head coach, Nick. Get on Gannon, come up with a better defensive game plan.
I mean, normally what happens is you know you leave. How it's usually done is when you have the offensive guy's the head coach and you got a DC that runs your defense, you meet with him on a Friday.
Yeah, but I don't trust that, man. So
you go over the game plan, what is he going to do? You put, give your little input, but you know that that guy, it's going to be in his hand.
Yes, I know. But if I'm Nick, I go, hey, let's sit down and talk about the last time we played Brady. Let's talk about what not to do. This time playing Brady.
Yeah, I got to believe it.
Johnny. Johnny G. Come on, man.
Anyway, I don't know. I think it's going to be a great time, man. We're going to have some fun with it. All right. Lots to get to. We're just getting started. We want all your stories of the Eagle pride and what drives you. We'll get back to our playoff games that have shaped us through the years. And the 25, I give you my list of my 25 favorite birds. You give me your five.
Somebody already gave a five and says, I don't think you'll have any of these on your 25. So we'll get to that.
On mine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is all personal preference. Your own favorites. The guys that you have a kinship with. Lots to do. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Cuts Radio with the Tunis. Let's talk about Parks Casino, Street Road, Bad Salem. Listen, we got Cousins Corner tonight. We're going to break down all the games. I'm my man Brad on. We're going to break down all your playoff games. And Saturday, I'll be there, special edition. So we're going to have some fun. And look, you know, playoff weekend and super wild card weekend, you got to have the Parks Casino Sportsbook app on your phone. You don't know. Listen, you may have that feeling. You may go same game parlay. Like you could build something with the birds that could be special. Check it out. They have all the same game parlays, all the props that you want. You could parlay anything, all right? You can mess with the spread. So much fun. It's Parks Casino and Sportsbook, the best. Check it out. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code FANATIC. That'll get you a risk-free bet up to $500. You got to be in PA. You got to be 21. The website's got all the details. Gambling problem, call 1-800.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Gun! T-Gun!
Yo, man, tell Andrew the donut demon was calling, man. The temptation was too great.
Oh, so you ate it?
Wow, you ate my donut?
Well, I don't admit to anything, but the temptation was great. I just have to say it disappeared. That's all I can
That's
say.
That's a violation.
So wait a second. You bought the donuts.
Well, I didn't buy the donut. There was that donut there, and I saw it, and I just had to take it. No, I'm just kidding. We didn't have any donuts. I'm just kidding. We didn't have, Andrew, you're safe, brother. We didn't have any.
A very interesting story they came up with there.
I just quickly turned on a dime, T-Gun. Wow. All right, T-Gun, time to get down to business. All right? Let's examine this game, because yes, I think they're live, and I'm curious at what you look at. When we... Every time I ask, you know, this thing, I see a Tampa Bay team that's limping. A team that had to go out because they have nobody to take the top off the defense. They had to go and sign John Brown to the practice squad.
You know, I look at this Eagles team. They're a hot wire. That's why I look. I think of them as a hot wire. You know what? It's the playoffs, man. And as history has shown, playoffs are unpredictable. There's always a game that turns out like you don't expect. So why couldn't it be this Eagles game? If the Eagles get that run game going, don't turn the ball over, and Jonathan Gannon doesn't give Tom Brady's offense too much respect, I think the Eagles can go out and shock the world down in Tampa. I really do. But you got to have those three things happen. You cannot have Jalen Hurts throwing the football 40 times. But the key is, the chess match is, you know, everybody's talking about the Eagles versus Tom Brady. Well, you're also playing some great coordinators. You're playing Todd Bowles. You're playing Byron Leftwich. You're playing Bruce Arians. You know, and those are some great strategists you're playing as well. And so can the Eagles coordinators and coaches come up with a game plan on both sides of the football to match them snap for snap, play for play? That's what I can't wait to see the most.
Well, when you put it like that, listen, I gotta believe. First of all, he's not gonna throw 40 times. So we know their offense. I have a lot of faith in Sirianni. I think he knows. You know, I think he's a good hand on his team,
and I think he
knows what to do. Look, that's a team. Now we'll see about the weather because that could change everything. The conditions could be such that you can't throw it. Now I will say this: if the conditions are okay, Jalen will have to make a couple plays down the field because
absolutely
that secondary can be had and was a weak link earlier in the year. So you're going to act. Devontae is a weapon. You got to get him the ball somehow.
Well, he's got to get the ball out of his hands because Todd Bowles likes to blitz. There's a reason why they were like number three in sacks. They had 47 sacks.
Yep.
And Todd Bowles loves to come from all different angles. That's so he's got to get the ball out of his hands. Yes, sir. He's got to get the ball out of his hands. Everything has to be timing because Tampa Bay puts so much pressure on quarterbacks. They don't let you sit back there too long. in survey situation. Jalen's going to have to step up a few times and make some plays with his legs as well, as we've watched him do all season long.
Yeah, I mean, I have faith that he can do that. I have faith that he can make that. You know what? If you blitz him, it's kind of at your peril a little bit because he can get away from you and he can get you a big play. But he's going to have to eat the arm thing is what I need him to do.
Oh, there's no question. He's going to have to utilize it. You know, as good as we believe Sirianni can be in this situation, has a great handle on this team, he's going to have to throw, and we know that they're going to have to run the ball. He's going to have to throw something in there that Tampa Bay hasn't seen on film, like maybe another play to Lane John, something like that off the cuff. Maybe a Philly special part two or something. You know, something to catch them off guard and give them something else to think about. The thing I hate the most about football, as much as I love football, is you got to wait 6 days. You know, unlike basketball, hockey, baseball, it's every day, every other day. Football, you got to wait 6 days.
That's what makes it the best and special.
I know, man. That anticipation builds, man.
Sure.
But you know, you get to a point where you get tired of talking about the game. Let's play the games. I cannot wait to see this game on Sunday.
Yeah, the real issue for me is going to be on defense. We talked about it. You touched on it a little bit too. But that's it. That's it. Like, this Gannon is going to have to do something different. For the first time this year, he's got to show you something different.
You cannot let your DB sit 8-10 yards off the ball on Tom Brady.
Even
he will
more,
kill you.
Right.
He'll
even more than pressure, I yes. need you to be up.
Yes. You know, Mike Evans is a big body, great receiver, but he's not the guy to stretch the field. They've got three great tight ends. You know, Gronkowski gets a lot of pub, but rightfully so. But O.J. Howard and Cameron Brate are really good pass catchers. And Tom Brady will find a hole in your defense, and he will think and dunk you to death. Gannon has to have these guys come up and play physical against their pass catchers, plain and simple. You've got to trust your guys in the trenches so they can get some pressure on Brady. Your corners have to come up and play a little bump and run. Your slot corner has to come up and run step for whoever they have. You're just going to have to take chances when you play against Brady. It's the only way you're going to beat him. You take chances.
Yep. I hear you, brother. I feel you. So give me the lay of the land for Sunday. What's the plan?
Oh, man. Devon Givens and I ready to yuck it up, break it down, take a few shots at each other. 3 hours of pregame from 10 to 1. I love it, man. I love it. And, you know, we get a great group of people that call in, voice their opinions, love to banter with the fans. I can't wait for it all.
Dude, we got it. Playoffs, dude. Shock the world. Don't you want to see that face, that Brady face?
Yeah, you know, so one time I want to see Brady walk off the field with pouting and not shake Jalen's hand. Being the poor sport that he can be. I'd love to see that happen. Brady walk off, doesn't shake anybody's hands. That'll be a big story in itself that he, you know, was a bad sport again. I hope it happens.
There's something about it. It's funny. There is something about the Eagles. We talk about it a lot, but he does not like the Eagles. Of all the teams, the Eagles are a team that he does not like. And maybe, just maybe, the birds are his kryptonite.
Well, you know, they beat him on the big stage. You know, he beat them once on the big stage.
He cheated that night in Jacksonville.
Did he cheat or did Belichick?
Well, Belichick cheated. Yeah.
You know, Brady's, what, 6-2 all time against the Eagles, but maybe it's still stinging.
No, I don't want to. I'm talking about just one game Super Bowl. Kryptonite, man.
No spoiling narrative. Maybe still stinging it. The Eagles got the best of him. In Super Bowl, you know, maybe still pouting about that. Good. I hope it's in the back of his mind when he steps on the center on Sunday. Good.
I like it. All right, now listen real quick. Give me your favorite five birds. And again, it's like your favorite guys.
Woo. Okay.
And, you know, I know obviously BG has to be one.
Well, my top two. Neck and neck would be Hugh Douglas and Brandon Graham.
Big Hugh, not Big Hugh. I brought him up earlier, 53.
Yeah, the other three, no particular order. John Runyon.
Love Lane, Big John, yes.
Lane Johnson. And wow, I would have to say McNabb, because McNabb created a lot of his own controversy.
Yeah, but he was terrific. I have him on my, I did 25, and he made my 25.
Yeah, I would have to say McNabb, you know, for all the negativisms that people have to say about McNabb, I'll tell you what, McNabb was one of the smartest in terms of knowing how to deal with the media, knowing exactly what he was going to say, and knowing what he was going to say, how it would trigger the media. Everything McNabb did was deliberate, you know, and a lot of people thought, you know, he was off the cuff. No, McNabb was very deliberate in terms of what
he did. Yeah, you know, it's a shame, very though. I will say this, though. It's a shame. I loved Early Don. Early Don was great.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he kind of got poisoned, the well kind of poisoned for him as time went on. And it's a shame.
After the T.O. fiasco.
If he wins, he's beloved. And I think he has a different attitude towards Philadelphia, too.
Yeah. When you put me in a pigeonhole to say the top five, you know, in a way, that's disrespecting so many other guys.
I hear you.
You're talking about Lito, Sheldon, and all these guys.
Yeah, well, we love those guys. That's right. All right, buddy. Listen, knock them dead on Sunday, all right?
All right, brother. Keep your fingers crossed. Crush your toes. Get the food ready. Get your popcorn ready. It's going to be a game on Sunday. Game.
I like it. There he is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.